My name is Erin Martinez, and I am a survivor of the Firestone home explosion. I am here today to share with you my story and to support change that will hopefully keep this from ever happening again. Nobody should ever have to experience what my family has had to go through these past almost 2 years. I feel a direct responsibility to keep that from happening. On April 17, 2017, my home exploded because odorless natural gas had saturated the soils and invaded the drains into my house, escaping from a nearby oil and gas well. This gas collected in my basement after a well that had been shut off, had been a shut-in well for about a year, was turned back on. My husband Mark and brother Joey were working in the basement at the time, and they did not survive the explosion. There have been several stories blaming the explosion on a hot water heater installation. These stories could not be further from the truth. Nothing they did caused the explosion. My home and family were destroyed because my house was next to a leaking flow line that had been left connected to the well. It is public knowledge that the well was owned by Anadarko and that Anadarko had acquired the well from another company, Noble Energy. The gas leak went undetected for 4 months. It should have been inspected and it should have been pressure tested. On the day of the explosion, I remember being blown into the air and trapped between falling debris. The entire house was lifted off of its foundation. It fell completely to one side. My son had to crawl on his hands and knees through a tunnel to a window and make the decision to jump out and save his own life. A group of heroic construction workers nearby saw him jump out and quickly worked to save my life. My husband and brother were trapped inside. My son and daughter's life, as well as mine, will forever be impacted by this day, and our lives will never be the same. I understand that no one ever intended for this to happen. I have no desire to destroy an industry. Lots of good people depend on this industry for their livelihoods. I respect that. However, with great tragedy should also come great change. Human life should come first. The only way to make sure this never happens again is to learn from this tragedy and create safer regulations and guidelines that put human safety first. With the proper checks, balances, and safety protocols, we can prevent this kind of tragedy from happening to anyone else. There is another part of this story that you need to know. After the explosion and many months of recovery, I began searching for a new home. My son was very scared and he told me, "Mom, you better make sure that there are no wells or flow lines under or near our home." I found a new home and was assured that the only well was a plugged and abandoned well far away from our new house. We took them at their word, we moved in, and I could comfort my son that it was safe. Months later, I saw crews from the oil and gas industry digging and searching for an abandoned well behind my house. They kept getting closer and closer to my property line. They finally located the well in my neighbor's backyard along the fence line that we share. As a result of this incident, we are in the process of moving again, and I am trying to get my son to trust this time it will be okay. We need to have accuracy in the location of all oil and gas infrastructure, and this information needs to be made publicly available. We should have the right to know what we are living and working on top of and next to. As this bill is debated, the oil and gas industry may say that my family's case is a fluke and that a tragedy like this will never happen again. But as Colorado keeps growing, we will continue to build neighborhoods and businesses and schools in places where oil and gas wells and flow lines also exist. The time is now to make a change. As an industry, I would think you would want to make all the necessary changes to prevent something this tragic from ever happening again. Mark and Joey deserved better. We all deserve better. Thank you.